What are the effects of autism masking? Autism is a neurological difference and part of neurodiversity. Masking autism is a conscious or subconscious effort to minimize autistic traits and align oneself with neurotypical social standards. It has a profoundly negative impact on mental health, with autistic people developing anxiety, low self-esteem, and mental health concerns. What is masking in autism? Due to social constraints, many autistic people feel unable to express their true selves, not fitting into the pre-existing neurotypical landscape. Social norms and expectations prioritize certain behaviors and communication styles that align with neurotypical preferences. In an attempt to align with social norms, autistic people may engage in a process called masking. Masking refers to the conscious or subconscious effort to hide or suppress autistic traits, behaviors, and communication styles in social situations. The intent of masking autism is to mimic the social appearance of neurotypical individuals, aiming to fit in or appear more socially aligned. Masking is a form of social camouflaging. While it is extremely detrimental to well-being and personal identity, some individuals may feel protected by masking behaviors, using it as a coping strategy in uncomfortable social environments. However, studies show that masking is not always effective in gaining social acceptance. Neurotypical people still judge autistic peers more harshly than other neurotypical peers if they are unaware of their neurodivergence. This means that there is an unconscious bias, and people who do not fit exactly within a neurotypical framework receive social criticism. The issue here is not neurodiverse individuals needing to disclose their differences. It's society insisting that people should be a particular way, or think a particular way, in order to be accepted. By embracing neurodiversity and learning to value individual differences, society can create a more equitable and supportive environment that fosters inclusivity, creativity, and humanity at its core. Effects of masking. While masking may serve as a temporary solution to alleviate social discomfort and avoid stigma, its effects can be profound. The constant pressure to conform to social norms can lead to heightened levels of stress and anxiety in social situations. This unease may manifest in various forms, such as social withdrawal or panic attacks, as individuals navigate the complexities of social interactions. Additionally, masking can contribute to an identity crisis as individuals grapple between their authentic selves and the persona they present to the world. By having to perform for society, individuals may become disconnected from their true selves and skeptical of what qualities are uniquely theirs or are a product of social adaptation. Constantly monitoring and modifying one's behavior to fit in requires extensive cognitive and emotional energy, often leaving individuals feeling drained and depleted. This chronic state of fatigue, known as autistic burnout, can impact daily functioning and further exacerbate feelings of stress and overwhelm, leading to mental health difficulties. Is autism masking good or bad? Masking may appear to help individuals navigate social situations in the short term, but the negative effects of masking on mental health are severe and can ultimately lead to burnout. The pressure to conform to social standards is mentally exhausting, resulting in heightened anxiety, low self-esteem, and depression. However, it's important to remember that autistic masking serves a purpose. It allows people to feel comfortable and accepted in a society that is not founded on inclusivity and understanding. The onus is on society to create an environment that empowers and accepts neurodiverse individuals, understanding that differences make us human and fostering inclusivity creates an equitable platform for everyone to thrive. Anxiety. When individuals on the autism spectrum engage in masking behaviors, they often do so to mitigate social discomfort and fit into neurotypical environments. This anxiety may manifest in various forms, including social anxiety, fear of judgment, and a constant sense of hypervigilance. Autistic adults and children may recite scripts, planning what to talk about in advance to appear more socially confident. Additionally, people may become extremely avoidant and refrain from social activities, which can negatively impact friendships, education, and overall mental health. Depression. Autistic people may feel profoundly disconnected from others, unable to form meaningful connections or find true acceptance. In many instances, individuals may still feel socially excluded, even while engaging in masking behavior. This can lead to severe mental health concerns, with people developing depression, low self-esteem, and emotional distress. What's more, many autistic people do not get the educational support they need. This can contribute further to feelings of low self-esteem, with autistic young people and autistic adults struggling with workloads or ineffective learning methods. In fact, many individuals do not realize they could benefit from a different form of learning because the opportunity for support is not available. This is common for autistic females, who may go undiagnosed until adulthood due to both consciously and subconsciously masking their behavior. This is called the female autism phenotype, which is characterized by autistic females displaying adequate levels of social functioning, fewer external autism traits, and greater internalized traits, such as emotional dysregulation. Autism masking symptoms. Autism masking, or autism camouflaging, manifests differently for each individual. Not all masking behaviors are conscious. People on the autism spectrum may engage in masking behaviors without awareness, while others may intentionally mask in order to fit in with social norms. Understanding the symptoms of autism masking is essential for promoting understanding, empathy, and support for neurodiverse individuals. The symptoms of autistic masking include imitating facial expressions and eye contact, even if it feels unnatural, suppressing self-soothing behaviors, such as stimming, struggling with social interaction, avoiding discussing special interests or hobbies to fit in with peers, facing mental health challenges, or autistic burnout, modifying speech patterns or tone, struggling with intense sensory discomfort, mimicking social cues. Autism masking examples. Everyone has a different lived experience. Masking is deeply personal and can vary among individuals on the autism spectrum, but many share a commonality in the struggle to freely express themselves and feel accepted by society. This can lead people with autism spectrum conditions to engage in masking behaviors in social situations, educational settings, and even family events. Common examples of autism masking include social situations. Autistic people may mask their true selves by imitating neurotypical behaviors and suppressing stimming to reduce social stigma. Work environments. In the workplace, autistic individuals may engage in masking behaviors, like faking eye contact, to fit into the social dynamics. Educational settings. Autistic students may mask their challenges with social interactions to avoid being perceived as different by their peers. Family events. During family events, an autistic person may mask their difficulties with social interactions or sensory sensitivities to avoid causing discomfort among family members. Coping advice. Mental health professionals, such as psychologists, psychiatrists, or therapists, can offer specialized expertise in addressing the emotional challenges associated with masking. This may include cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, to challenge negative thought patterns and develop healthier coping skills, or social skills training to improve communication and interpersonal relationships. Additionally, it gives individuals with autism spectrum disorder a safe environment to express their feelings and concerns, helping them rediscover their identity and reclaim their power. It's crucial to cultivate self-awareness by recognizing when masking behaviors occur and acknowledging their impact on mental health. This self-awareness can help individuals identify triggers and implement coping mechanisms to manage stress and anxiety effectively. For example, this may involve setting boundaries in social situations to prioritize self-care, such as taking breaks when feeling overwhelmed or communicating needs to others. Additionally, practicing self-compassion is essential, as finding healthier coping mechanisms for masking is a journey and doesn't happen overnight. Outcome-based approach and humanized care with LEAF Complex Care. At LEAF Complex Care, we understand the challenges of autism masking and the impact it has on mental health, leading people to feel alone and isolated from their communities. We provide a supportive and non-judgmental environment where individuals feel understood, valued, and accepted for who they are. Our team works closely with individuals and their families to develop tailored care plans that address their specific needs and preferences, fostering empowerment, self-determination, and community inclusion. Read more about other topics. Blog. What is palliative care? Palliative care is a type of care focusing on the person beyond the disease. Palliative care focuses on the quality of life and is specialized medical care for people with Read more, blog, False Beliefs and Delusions in Dementia. People with dementia frequently experience false beliefs and delusions, leading to unpleasant emotions and challenging behaviors, which can be equally distressing for both the individual and their family members. Understanding. Read more, blog, Trauma-Informed Care. Definition and Importance. Trauma-informed care is an approach often used in healthcare and promotes a healing recovery environment. Trauma-informed care assumes that a person likely experienced trauma than not, and it acknowledges the. Read more.